What's up, Paper Cup? Welcome back to the podcast. I know it's been a long time. I'm gonna explain where I've been and what my plans are in time. For now, enjoy this talk that I gave at the UST Department of Pharmacy. This is the talk that I give at schools most of the time. And yeah, enjoy.
About
anti-social
and social media, let us welcome Mr. Nate Ponzalan. A round of applause.
Thank you. Hello! Good morning. Gusto niyo ba mag-stretch muna?
Yes.
Ayan, sige. Tayo muna tayo. Let's all stretch. Let's give another round of applause kay Ms. Estelle. Ganda ng talk niya. I learned a lot. Lalo na about the conformity part. We can all sit down. Ayan na, sige. Meron akong slide. So, sa mga hindi pa familiar, no, ako si Nate Ponzalan. I'm one of the many influencers online. And sobrang saturated na ng market, but I'm here to discuss with you my story. And it's similar to the way that kaming mga social media creators, we view mga subscribers, diba? Parang ang dami-dami nila. And they all look like just a number, but when you really look behind the number, it's a story. And so I'll just really share with you my story. I'm not much of an expert, pero sa experience ko up to almost 3 years sa social media industry. I'll just share with you a little bit of my story regarding mental health, regarding depression, and regarding siguro a little bit about advocacy. Tapos mamaya may Q&A tayo. We can talk about anything. Ako, para sa akin, anything under the sun, you know, if you want, so sa Q&A natin. But a little bit about me, mahilig ako sa burgers, yun yung favorite food ko, Zarks man yan or Angels, whosoever burger it is, basta burger, favorite ko. Tapos fun fact about me, kumakain ako ng burger ng baliktad. Can anyone guess why? Juice, wow! This is one of the first talks, ha, that someone said the answer. So, as in, I've talked in Ateneo, in La Salle, and all. And then, syempre, diba, it's UST talaga, except for basketball, joke. Joke lang, joke lang. Sino manonood? Manonood ba kayo? Game 2? The final game? Joke lang, joke lang. Dami na ako haters. Di na ako magsusubscribe. I watched the game and I'm proud of my team. Just saying. 30, I know you're watching. So, yun, because of the juice, wala lang, fun fact that you never needed to know, no? Kasi pag juicy yung burger, mas makapal yung bun sa taas. So I flip it around para kung yung juice mag-flow, it will go to the thicker bun para hindi siya mag-sloppy. I don't know if you... Whatever, right? Nagdodoto pa rin ako hanggang ngayon. I am outdated. I know marami sa inyo ngayon. Sino nag-ML dito? Wala na. COD! Anong level na kayo sa COD? Okay, nobody plays games apparently in this school, okay? Three, tumataba. So, yun na, yung hiyang, di ba? Isa ako sa perpetually na tumataba ever since, syempre, nagka-jowa ako. So, yun, we go out, we eat a lot, and things like that. And last but definitely not least, excuse me na lang kung mamaya I talk like this, like, you know, tusok-tusok to fishbone. I'm your Connie from Araneo. Just don't stereotype me, pero ayun. Sige, next slide. Yun ako, ito yung channel ko. What am I now? 85,000 subscribers, mga ganun. I really wanna get to 100K. Pero lately, in the last 3 months, I haven't been uploading masyado sa YouTube, but actually been uploading sa Facebook and sa Twitter, and dun kong ginagrowing audience ngayon. I'll explain why later on. But yun, if you want to subscribe, meron pa rin naman akong video. Thank you so much. Back next. Good game. Okay. Naliw, you know. Yeah, so if you want to subscribe, I still have some videos there. Ito yung Instagram ko, if you wanna follow me, of course. Siyempre, magpa-plug din ako. Siyempre, front and center din ng IG ko yung Joe ko. So, okay, vlogging has taken me around the world, and it's great, no? I've been to Australia, well, no, yung Australia family vacation yun. I've been to Singapore, I've been to New York, I've been to, Hong Kong, and just all these different, Masbate, and even around the Philippines. Thanks to sponsors who helped sponsor my trips. And it looks all good from the outside. And what I'm gonna address today is that sometimes when you look at vloggers from an outside perspective, you only see yung highlights ng buhay nila. Oh, para ang sarap maging vlogger kasi they're always going to different places because they always have a good life. But again, everyone has a story, di ba? My dad likes to call it a highlight culture. We live in a culture where we post our highlights and kino-compare natin yung highlights ng ibang tao sa stories natin. Nagigets nyo? Parang, syempre, what are you gonna post on social media? Only the good stuff. Diba? Pero yung mga problems, mga issues, mga struggles natin, hindi natin ipopost. But, when we're on social media, nafo-FOMO tayo, we're looking at all these influencers, posting pictures of them having a good life, we're comparing our baseline with the struggles to their highlights lang. And I'm gonna give us a deeper look into the journey of one such influencer, and syempre, that's me. So, ito yung kwento ko, how I got into YouTube. Sino ba dito introvert kayo? Syempre nga, walang nagtaas ng kamay kasi introvert nga kayo, di ba? Yun. That was my life. Siguro buong high school life ko hanggang fourth year. Fourth year, I picked up Snapchat. May Snapchat pa ba kayo? Yes, some of you meron. Okay, great. I remember making parodies of a particular vlogger sa Snapchat ko. Tapos hindi siya public. Yung sinesend ko lang sa mga friends ko, ganun. Yung parody ko, hey, 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 hello, hello, hello. And then, hoy, hoy, hoy. And then I would, I'd go to the grocery. I would make, family ba kayo kay Liza Koshy? Yan, so, I haven't met her, but I would parody yung mga vlogs niya. So, kunyari, pupunta ako grocery, kuha ko ng, ng lettuce, diba? Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Lettuce, get the groceries, ganun. It's not funny, so kaya walang tumawa. I waited for a response, but, nobody found it funny. But, so my mom found it funny. Sabi niya, gawa ka rin ng YouTube channel, just like your sister. And a lot of people, what they don't know is yung sister ko, yeah. So, si Janina Vela. What, Janina? Vela, Nate Punzalan, why is her last name? Well, actually, Vela yung second name niya. Punzalan pa rin yung last name. Anyway, mahalataan nyo na tumaba talaga ako. that's my totoy mode. Almost 3 years ago. And mom, laki na transformation ko 3 years na. but that's when I made my first video. And my first video was really just, me going out to Pampanga, having fun with friends, ganun. And because yung pangalan ni Janina nandun, who, for those of you who aren't familiar, is one of the pioneers siguro sa YouTube. She started almost, I think, 5 years ago. And yun nga, she is known as one of the very first YouTubers na sumikat. And because her name was there and her face was on the thumbnail, it got a lot of views. And since then, yung mga pinapost ko sa YouTube, kasama siya sa thumbnail, diba? Para, syempre, gamitan lang tayo dito eh. User-friendly. So, she helped slingshot me, yung audience ko. no, going upwards sa YouTube. So I would gain more subscribers, I would gain more. Pero yung identity ko mismo, yung content ni Nate Punzalan, hindi ni Janine Novella, yung message, maybe yung advocacy ko mismo as a person, hindi ko na-express masyado. And what happened there was, well, I have a bit of a sad story. So, after posting a lot of videos, nakasama ko si Janina. May meet and greet ako. Wow, meet and greet with Nate Punzalan. At tas parang ako, being your Konyo from RNL, di ba? Medyo yung audience ko, mas trip ko, college na, gano'n. Pero ang daming mga high school girls or even grade school na ano, lumalapit, nakapila, di ba? This is a quick meet! Hey guys, what's up? Picture tayo. But the first thing that they would ask me, the first thing that they would say, mahulaan niyo ba? Nasaan si Ate Janina? And I kid you not, right? Mga 50%, syempre, there were some that were there for me, foods and yes, but siguro mga half of them. And yun, I went home and I cried. Real talk. Na parang, I was realizing that yung identity ko was so attached to someone else's success. I felt like I didn't have any success of my own. And yun, na-insecure ako. And Janina has not done anything wrong. Hindi ko binabash si Janina. I love Janina. She's my sister. I support her. Wala siyang ginawang mali. But also, kaya ako na-depressed. Just kidding. Isa pa to. I was sent to Singapore, no? Hanggang anong oras ako? What's the best time that I can end? 9:05 na ngayon. So siguro 9:35. Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Familiar ba kayo sa DJI? Yung drone brand. Basta may drone brand. Tapos yung AirAsia, they sent me to Singapore to do a travel edit using my phone lang. So, yun, may hawak akong gimbal sponsored by DJI. Tapos, I would do all these nice shots. Familiar ba kayo sa mga travel montages like, for, kunyari, of Daniel Marsh? Yung may mga transitions na vroom, tapos may color grading pa siya and sound design. Tapos nag-spoken word pa ako, nagsulat pa ako ng spoken word. Vinoise over ko pa sa video ko. And all in all, that video took me 16 hours to make. 8 hours of shooting, 8 hours of editing. Real talk. So sobrang proud na proud ako. Kasi I used to make, before that video, mga, hey guys, what's up? So just follow me and subscribe. Andito po tayo ngayon, di ba? But, yun, this is one of the first videos that I made na in-effortan ko talaga sa edit. And, yeah, I was really tired after posting that video. I posted it on YouTube. So the next week, sabi ko, pagod na ako. Let's just make a patapon video. Kasi usually, yung work time ko for a video, mga 4-5 hours. No? So, ito 16 hours. Sabi ko, let's just make a simple one. Yung 3 hours lang. So, pinrank ko yung sister ko, si Janine Novella. Prank! Janine Novella! Ganun. So, what happened was, I forgot yata to put the slide of the... But I'll show you the video later. Yung travel edit ko, na passion ko talaga, blood, sweat, and tears, went into this travel edit. It got siguro mga 6,000 views in the first week, which, you know, it's something to be happy about, diba? But compare that to the next week, 3 hours lang, na, oh, sige, let's just make a prank Janine Novella video, diba? 80,000, 90,000, more than 10 times the number of views. So how insecure do you think I felt? Na parang, shucks, yung passion ko, what I really wanna put out there, hindi siya nire-recognize, pinapanood ng mga tao. Kaya, I'm gonna show it to you now so that it will get more views. Pa-ready na lang nung Singapore na video. Pag ready na, you can actually play. But so those are two of the big experiences, no? Kaya in the middle of my second year, buong 2017. So mga ano, August, September, October ng 2017, nagka-depressive episode ako. And yun, it's not diagnosed depression talaga. I'm really thankful. Syempre, we're standing with you if you're diagnosed, no? But yun, if they call it a depressive episode, I would wake up every morning. Ready na? Ah, sige, yun na lang. Video na muna. Yun lang. Thank you. Sige. Magustuhan niyo? O, i-like niyo sa YouTube na joke. Anyway, so at least medyo, syempre, I'm not the best filmmaker out there. I didn't go to film school. But at the same time, for somebody who's emerging from vlog-vlog lang to something like this, I was really proud. I would show all my friends. So imagine if you've ever worked very hard on something in your life, diba? May fourth year na ba tayo dito? Or thesis, or anyway, if you've worked on something really hard in your life and you're really proud, mag-thesis ba kayo? Hindi pa kayo mag-thesis. I heard that, thesis? Anyway, and you're showing it to everyone, you're so proud, and then nobody recognizes it, nobody gives you appreciation for it. How do you think you're gonna feel? So, ganun din yung na-feel ko. I would wake up every day during my depressive episode na, shucks, Lord, ba't ko pa ito ginagawa? I'll just get a real job. Kasi, di ba, na-insecure ako whenever I go to a family reunion, di ba? Yung mga titos, titas, mga lolos, lolas. Siyempre, yung unang sasabihin nila, uy, Nate, tumaba ka, ganun. But then after that, they would say, so anong work mo na ngayon? YouTube po. Ay, YouTube, may pera ba dyan? Is that a real job? Ganun. And I would be really insecure. And I felt like what I believed in wasn't worth believing in anymore. Until, sabi ko, I've had enough, no? Mag-personal retreat muna ako. So, pumunta ako sa, ano, sa Banawe, sa Batad. Has anyone been to Banawe? Hindi yung sa QC, yung Banawe Rice Terraces. Kung saan namatay si Thanos. Oops, spoiler. Ayun. So, I went there. It's really nice there. Tas walang signal doon. So I wasn't able to contact anybody. You have to climb a mountain for mga 3 hours before you can get one bar of signal. So parang 8 hours bus trip. Tapos 1 hour jeepney, sakay ka sa bubong ng jeep. Tapos may 30-minute hike, ganun. And then, yun, you're in the village. And so in that place, I brought my journal and nag-journal ako ng 30 pages for 5 days. Sobrang dami kong thoughts. And at the end of it, this is what I realized, no? Ah, no, that's me. At the end of it, this is what I realized. 3 things. Number one, it's always good to take a step back. So, it was a time where I felt like sobrang controlled ako ng mga subscribers ko. I almost felt like a slave to my subscribers. Na parang, Nate, mag-upload ka ng ganito, ganyan. Dapat may spicy noodle challenge ka. Dapat may ganito kang prank. And then I would read the comments. And then I would say, ah, sige, okay lang yun. But I wanna make something that I really want to make. And then I make something I really want to make. Pero hindi ina-appreciate ng mga subscribers. Kasi I have to go back, syempre. Dito ako appreciated eh. Dito ako binavalidate ng mga tao eh. But if I took a step back, wait, sorry. Yung 20 minutes including Q&A na ba yun? No. Okay. So, take a step back. Because in this busy world, there's so many voices around us. And a lot of these voices, tama naman yung intention nila. Baka good intentions sila. But there are other voices. Lalo na on social media, you'll hear so many voices telling you all these different things. And you gotta choose which ones you listen to. if you listen to everyone, diba, then what kind of a person are you? People pleaser ka. And in reality, you can't please everyone. So I had to deal with the fact na I won't be able to please everyone. I was running my YouTube channel in order to please everyone. When ako, I knew meron talaga akong identity, meron akong passion, meron akong message that I wanna put out there. Yung gaya ng video kanina, we're all connected, diba? No matter who we are, whatever background. And I think that's a message worth telling. And if only 6,000 people appreciate it, 6,000 plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, appreciate it, then, diba, that's good enough for me. Baka I was just too caught up in the success of another person. When you take a step back, you realize from a drone perspective, from a bird's eye view, na don't compare your chapter 1 with somebody else's chapter 10. Don't compare your chapter 5 with somebody else's chapter 15. Si Janina, she was, you know, she was 3 years ahead of me. And she was at a time where it was perfect to become a YouTuber. Ako hindi na masyado. And that's okay. We all have our own stories. But stop comparing your stories to somebody else's highlights. So, yun. That's why also, number two, virtual reality is not reality. We always think that what's in the little black box in our pocket, that's what's real. We are in the elevator and we have nothing to do, so we check our phone. Diba? We are waiting for a ride home. Either, you know, we're waiting for the MRT or the Jeep or whatever, so we just look at our phone. Diba? We have nothing to do, we're waiting for our next class, we sit down. We don't want to observe nature around us. We look at our phone. Diba? And sometimes, the reality, we get sucked into thinking na ito ba talaga yung totoo? When there's so many people around us, there's so many relationships and friendships around us that we can enjoy. So many different things. Recently, yung family ko, we went to the arcade. Simple joys lang. Yung kasama ko yung 10-year-old ko pa na kapatid. Tapos sobrang saya niya. He's playing basketball, he's playing yung ano, yung bowling, yung skee-ball, yung hockey na tawag doon. Yun. Tapos we're like, I didn't touch my phone for 2 hours. I said, you know, this is what life should be, you know. And third, God's voice is most important. So yun nga yung sinasabi ko about voices. There are people around us who say, you know, Nate, you need to post this content. Nate, you need to do this, you need to do that. But I realized sometimes people's intentions are good. Yung intentions ng parents ko, yung bosses nila, it's something that I should listen to, it's good. But what's the most important one? The voice of the one who made me. So for me, being a faith-based influencer, yun, sabi ko, God, parang tinanong ko kay Lord, no? Lord, what do you want me to put out there? Tapos sabi niya, just put out yung what you've discovered with your relationship with me. And whatever you're passionate about talking about talaga. And again, not to shame, not to throw shade sa mga entertainment value na YouTubers natin. Ang dami sa kanila, friends ko eh. Kyoke Hano, yan, Luigi Pacheco, Lloyd Cadena, sila. They're all great people. Jamil, if some people like Jamil, but they're all great. But for me, yung flavor ko, yung specific kung sino talaga ako. Diba? We all have our own flavors, and mine was inspirational. And it took me a while to find that voice. But from speaking in front of different schools, in front of different classes, and again, I'm not the best out there, but I enjoy it. And I realized that's the kind of content I want to make. So for the past almost 100 days, for the past 97 days already, every single day, I would put out bagong content. Yung content ko sa Twitter and sa Facebook, I call it Good Morning Nate. If you guys wanna check it out, real talk, this is something I'm really proud of. Follow niyo ako sa Twitter and sa Facebook. Pero real talk na, I'll show you a sample video. So, moving from trying to please everyone and entertain everyone, now I've had, tawag na, parang a newfound security in the audience that I want to reach, in the type of content I want to say. And if not everyone is watching, I know that I'm helping somebody out there. Kahit isa lang yung manood sa videos ko. Because I realized this last thing while I was in Batad. I realized that not everyone is an influencer, but everyone is an influence. Lahat tayo, we have our circles of friendship. Lahat tayo, we have a voice. And I remember my story nung outcast ako sa high school. I was an outcast in high school. Kumakain ako ng lunch sa banyo. Parang mean girls, pero mean boys. Kasi ata na yung high school nun. Was all boys. But that was my life. And for 2 years, no, hanggang second year ko, every break time, either nasa banyo lang ako or I would be sitting in a chair in the corner. And ayun, I would be reading a book or whatever, or doing nothing, or just drawing. And one day, my classmate approached me. "You're Nate, right?" "Anong you're Nate? You're Nate. We've been classmates for 2 years." And joke lang. Sabi ko, "Yeah, I am." Tapos, yun, he said, "What's up, man?" And sobrang simple lang ng ginawa niya. He just approached me, said, "What's up, man?" I said, "Oh, not much. Do we have homework?" "Ah, hindi, walang homework." "Sige, have you studied for the test?" "I need help nga." We ended up, with a conversation. And that was one of the first conversations that I had in a long time with a classmate. Na, parang we wanted to talk. And now, so for those of you guys who don't know, I'm getting married next year. And so this guy is gonna be my groomsman, the guy who approached me. And we're really good friends now. He was the first person to ever know that I had a crush on yung ngayong jowa ko. So, fiancé, di ba? And because of him, this is serious ha, because of him, na-uplift yung self-esteem ko. Because of him, na-uplift yung confidence ko. Because of him, I didn't regard myself as an outcast any longer. And lahat tayo, we have influence. Not everyone is gonna be an influencer here, but as long as you're touching the life of one person, diba? Just say something nice, say something encouraging, diba? "Oh, I know you didn't get the score that you wanted sa test, but alam mo, you did your best naman eh. Okay lang naman yun, tara kain." Diba? That helps. Tara, Dota. Kung may nagda-Dota. May nagda-Dota pa ba dito? Ayun! Nice, nice. Great. Meron akong kape. So there. That's my story. And I'll show you yung bago kong content and then we can talk about it afterwards. So the rest of my, siguro, I don't know, 13 minutes left for the talk and then may Q&A talk. Let's, ano yun? Love story. Oh, sige. Pwede, pwede. Ko. Oh, yeah, yun nga. Mamayang Q&A portion. So, think of your questions na. Magkukantuhan tayo. But, that's my talk. I'll show you na lang yung good morning na video pa prepare. I used to have this mindset where I needed to project myself as influencer ako, vlogger ako, diba? Di naman perfect, but meron akong status or whatever, or prestige. Now, in my new content, I have this, I guess, mas comfortable ako to be open and to be vulnerable with people. Kasi sometimes, I still feel lost. 10 minutes na lang. Okay, thank you. Sometimes, I still feel lost in my life. I feel like I see all these other people, mas successful sila sa akin. I see Benedict Kua, I see Jericho Arceo, I see these people who, di ba? I started vlogging before them, and I've made more videos than them. Yun nga lang, mas nakakatawa sila. But, and that's what sells here in the Philippines. And I had to come to terms with that also, no problem. But, yun nga, yung letos, di ba? I'm not funny. But, yun, parang, sabi ko, "Lord, may plano ka ba para sa akin? Kasi, I see all these other people. Mas nauna pa ako, but sila mas successful pa sila." And yan. Anyway, this is what the videos usually look like. They're 1 to 2 minute videos. We can play it. Yun. Thank you. Yun, yun yung talk ko. We can do Q&A. Siyempre, first 2 minutes, everyone will look around muna. Sige, ikaw, you answer na. Ayuk, you ask na. Ayun, nice, I saw that one. Sige, tara.
How can you come back from your mistakes? Kasi all of us, when we post content na, there are things na parang we regret or we might have said.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi na natin matitake pa kasi na-post na natin.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung mga ganun, how do you deal with that?
Meron ba ako sinabi? Hindi, joke lang. And, thank you for the question. Ano name mo?
Naomi.
Thank you, Naomi. Siguro for me, this goes in line with yung sagot ko sa tanong, how do you deal with haters? And it's kind of an obscure, diba? We've heard all these different, oh, it's not worth it, you don't have to listen to them, ganun, ganun. Ako yung reasoning ko is marketing related. It's called target market. And it basically means, when I make my content, lalo na ngayon, I don't aim to please everybody. Again, you can't please everybody, diba? So, there's a specific group of people that I'm catering to. The people that like to listen to inspirational videos. And sila yung type of people na nag-iisip, nag-reflect, insightful. And those are the types of people that will also understand. For me personally, na I'm growing also. I'm on my journey. I'm not perfect. And if I make a mistake, syempre basta apologetic yung tao, di ba? If I made a mistake online, my plan of action, kung ma-cancel man ako or whatever, my plan of action really is to make an apology video and to be sincere about it. That, hey, I'm sorry I said this. This is what I meant. I understand that you're feeling very offended. And for those of you that don't believe in me anymore, I understand why. But for those of you who are willing to give me a second chance, ito ako. And I'm gonna improve and get better. So I think it works the same as normal relationships that, dude, just say sorry and just be real about it. So yun, for me. Pa bang mga tanong? Anong editor ang ginagamit mo? Filmora? Real talk, ah. Pag sa laptop kasi, Final Cut, ganon. But lately, nasa service center yung laptop ko for the past 3 weeks. And I just use my phone. It's a free app, YouCut, on Android. Tapos ano, pag yung may ads lang siya, pero pag nag-export ka ng movie, that's the only time you'll see the ad. Shopee, 11-11, ganun. Big Christmas sale. Yun, and then close the ad and it's still loading, so you don't actually waste time at all watching the ad. Yun. Yung ginagamit ko. Ito pang mga tanong. How do you... Wala na ba kayong tanong? Love life daw. Yeah. depends on what you want to know about it. But si Pauline and I, we met at a concert 11 years ago. Christian concert. Yeah. Tapos parang nag-developing relation. Yung friendship namin, naging best friends kami. For 7 years, best friends kami. Kasi keyboardista ako sa church, tapos siya gitarista. Tapos yung sa stage, magkatabi yung guitar tsaka keyboard. So magkatabi kami palagi. Every 2 weeks, magsaserve kami. Tapos, ayun, we would hang out and then one day I just realized, I can talk to you for hours, no? Parang you're my best friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tapos, yun. Later on, I realized, I want you to be my best friend for life. Yeah. proposal video on YouTube. Subscribe. Dami ding problems eh. One of the things that I realized, sige, share ko na nga yung main ano, the main thing that I realized from, the main thing that I learned from my relationship. Sino ba dito, ano, in a relationship? At hindi nahihiya. Yon! Alright, syempre, di ba? Sino dito single and ready to mingle? Single and sawe. Okay. I don't know. Again, hindi ako expert, no? But communication talaga. Communicate. Over-communicate. For the guys, validate mo yung emotion ng babae. Sabihin mo, di ba, parang kung magkamali ka, syempre mag-sorry ka, but also, the girl is feeling bad. So you say, di ba, this is what I learned, kasi si Pauline minsan, di ba, she really taught me this lesson. Sabi niya sa akin, no, you have to validate my emotions also. Is it bawal ba to feel? Bawal ba maging malungkot? Ganun. Tapos I said, no, I understand why you're sad. So that helps also. Yun lang. Vlogging, how vloggers make money. No, we all know how vloggers make money. Ads and brand deals, Jollibee, ganun. I think we're good. I'll count down from 5. Kung may pahabol pa kayo, 5. Naomi! go lang, promise. Or, ano, magpatanong ka na lang sa friend ko. Tapos, oh, my friend has a question. Pa-shout out. Sige, wait. I'll just take a photo na lang. Selfie tayo, guys. Okay, itong side muna. 1, 2, 3. Itong side. 1, 2, 3. Yung mga... Tsaka last, may podcast din ako sa Spotify. So itong talk na to, i-upload. Kaya naka-mic ako ngayon eh. I-upload ko to sa Spotify. Sa mga nasa podcast, bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. If you want to hear more of my thoughts, Twitter is where I express a lot of my thoughts. So follow me at NatePunzalan6. I'll be recording more of my talks and uploading it here on Spotify or whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. As always, have a great day.